Damn, I need a better podcast studio. I can't wait till I have something legit set up. Although I'm always going to be traveling. I feel like I'm just like the footballing nomad at this point. I've been to so many different countries. I've traveled around so much. And, you know, for those of you that are new here and don't really know my backstory, I started creating content when I was, like 18, 19. And I never actually posted any of it. I was just filming videos. I got so many vlogs from when, you know, my first adventure abroad and my first trial, my football trial overseas was in South America. And I filmed the entire thing. I got it all on my drive. But I didn't upload a single episode of that journey, that little experience that I had. And that was because I was too insecure. I was too shy. I thought I cared too much about what other people would think. I was like, oh, my videos aren't good enough. I felt like I didn't know how to edit well enough. I was like, I want these videos to be perfect. I spent so much time color grading shit, and like looking back on it, it was awful. But I wish I just posted it. I wish I just shared it. I wish I just put it online. At the same time, I'm glad I recorded anything to begin with, but I do wish I just started. And as soon as I removed that preconceived notion that other people cared about, you know, what I put out, or that it had to be perfect, or that perfection could even exist, I started creating so much more, and I started enjoying the content that I created so much more. And it's this weird paradox, again, back to the paradoxes of life. But I feel like the key to understanding and reverse engineering the best life that you can live begins with understanding the inherent paradoxes. And that's one of them, you know, understanding that perfection and these idealistic concepts don't actually exist. They're just words encapsulating a state of being that has been worshipped. It's like a worshipped concept that is a trap because it's not actually possible. And that's exactly what I fell into. You know, I thought that I can make perfect content. I was comparing myself to others. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to wait until I'm at the level where I feel comfortable enough to share. And it's just a stupid idea and thought process looking back now. But in the moment, it really made a lot of sense to me. And I used it as a crutch, as an excuse to not do what I know I really wanted to do deep down inside. And this is a concept, again, that I feel like, you know, everyone knows what they need to be doing, what they want to be doing, you know, if they really took time to introspect and to look within. And yet a lot of us aren't actually doing that thing. And it's funny because we only live once, right? Whether or not you believe in karma or reincarnation, I guess karma doesn't, it does have to do with reincarnation, but it's not, I meant reincarnation. Whether or not you believe in an afterlife, it doesn't really matter, because you're only going to be you in this circumstance, with the people around you, with your qualities and skill sets once, right? Like, you're only going to be you once. So why not make the most of this life? And that kind of ties into the purpose of this episode. You know, I've just arrived in Seattle to play football with Cultures United in the UPSL. It's the fourth tier of American football. And, you know, I came back from Dubai in the beginning of January of 2023 with a supposed benign tumor in my tibia. And it was causing me so much pain. I really thought that my career was over, because I've been struggling with this pain on and off. And I went to the doctor, got an MRI, got an x-ray. The diagnosis was that it was a cyst or a benign tumor known as osteodystioma. They don't know how it arrives and they don't know how it goes away. And I talked about this in a previous episode, so if you've already listened to it, I'm sorry, just giving context for those that are new here. Yeah, so that was my situation. Then I took a few months to sort of relax, recover, start working out again, and to lose a lot of weight as well. And once I lost that weight, the pain went away. So it could have been a lot of stress put on my legs with a lot of running, obviously involved in football. That is a theory that I have, but there was something identifiable in the MRI in my bone. So, and it wasn't a stress fracture either, which is what I thought it was. I thought it was shin splints. I thought I'd been dealing with shin splints for like 4 years, and maybe at one point I was, but eventually it became, you know, the benign tumor or the cyst, right? And then it went away, and then I realized I could play again, and now I'm starting to look for opportunities, right? Because I want to continue my career. I had one, you know, professional season in Dubai, in the third division of Dubai. It was a professional league, professional club. You know, it was an amazing experience, but the living situation was kind of getting me down. It's a very difficult experience, and I've got the YouTube videos again documented, but I haven't uploaded them, just haven't had the time to. Again, that's an excuse. Like, really just being objective with myself, it's an excuse. I could have had the time, I could have delegated enough, but there's just, I was a little bit overwhelmed, and sometimes when I get overwhelmed, I don't start things, and that's a flaw in myself that I'll happily admit and I'll accept, and I know I'm working towards sort of coming to terms with, in the sense of finding a solution. But long story short, I'm now here in Seattle playing with Cultures United, and I want to use this as a stepping stone to, you know, an opportunity overseas, which I do have lined up. I just don't feel I'm 100% ready. I feel like I'm close, but I'm not quite ready. So I played my first game last Sunday It went really well. We played against apparently a rival team. I've joined halfway through the summer season. I played 90 minutes at center back, which I haven't played in like 2.5 years. And I played really well. I'm really happy with my performance. And we won. And the goal that we led in was an own goal. And thank God it wasn't me who scored that own goal. So it was actually a really good game. I really like the team. I like the environment. And oftentimes when there's a good environment, you have good teammates and you have people that have ambitions higher than the club. A lot of these players want to go on to play pro and want to move on to the next level. When you're in that environment, it just makes playing so much more exciting. It makes it so much more motivating. And, you know, that's what I found in Dubai was a little bit lacking. I just didn't really connect with a lot of the players on my team due to cultural differences and, you know, language barriers. But here I feel very at home. So I'm really excited to see where this takes me. And like I said, I want to use it as a stepping stone. The coaches and management are well aware of that. And they honestly just reached out to me because last time I was here in Seattle in 2021, I made a connection with them. And this is what I always talk about, guys, like connections with coaches, with teammates, regardless of how they come into your life is everything. You know, here's another example. The person I'm staying with here, again, I met last time I was in Seattle. We didn't hang out that much, but we had a really good connection. We just didn't have that much time to see each other. We hung out a few times. We played against each other. And now I'm living with his family. Like, his family opened his door to me because when I first arrived in Seattle, there was a complication with the accommodation that the club had provided for me. And I had nowhere to stay. And it was a very last-minute thing. And I just messaged him and I was like, bro, how's it going? I'm back in Seattle. Is there any chance I could stay with you? Or you know anyone that I could stay with? Because I'm kind of screwed over right now in terms of having a place to stay. And I actually thought it was going to be homeless in the USA, but it wasn't quite, not quite. And, you know, long story short, again, I'm staying with his family and I've been staying with him for a week and everything's just kind of worked out. You know, I took a risk coming out to the States. I saved that money. I've been working in the time that I was back in Canada. You know, I also do like NFTs and I flip NFTs and I do some crypto stuff, which we don't have to get into here. That's for another episode, but that does make me some money on the side and I'm able to do it anywhere in the world, which is nice because I've been studying that for the past year and a half and it's source of income that isn't guaranteed. It's relatively similar to gambling, although there's a lot of, you know, things you can do in terms of education and prep that doesn't quite leave as much risk as, you know, gambling would, although there's a lot of factors outside of your control. But there are a lot of patterns that you can recognize in terms of making quick profits. But anyways, like I said, that's a topic for another episode. But for those of you wondering how I make money and how I sustain myself, it is oftentimes by sharing accommodation with people, sleeping on people's floors, and doing crypto NFTs or finding odd jobs. Like, for example, I'm working construction now. So my friend just happened to also be working construction. He needed someone else and boom, you know, I have a job here that I'm working in. It's fun. Like, I'm working with him, also doing something physically intense. So it feels a bit like a workout. A lot of the movements I realize I'm doing, you know, in construction with demolition, a lot of these are the same movements I was doing in the gym. I was mimicking in the gym and, you know, meant for athletic performance. And if I keep that in mind when I'm working, I can also feel like I've done something productive in terms of my athletic ability too. So it's such a win-win situation. I'm so blessed and grateful with how everything's worked out. I feel so at home. His family's treating me incredibly and they have no reason to. Like, I didn't know them before this and, you know, they're just so kind and loving. And I just, you know, life's always kind of worked out like that. Which is why I find it so difficult sometimes to give advice to people, especially when they ask about trials and opportunities and what should they do in between X or Y situation. And for me, I've always taken the risk. I've always enjoyed, you know, just putting my all out there and giving myself to the universe and just allowing it to sort of handle and work itself out, right? But I can't quite give that advice in good faith, knowing that everyone's life and situations are different. And I just have complete faith in myself to figure things out if worse comes to worse. And I also have complete faith in God and, you know, the universe and the laws of the universe to work in my favor, you know? That's where meditation and visualization really comes in. But in this episode of Reflections in Pursuit of Ascension, I really wanted to touch on my situation here. And I already explained why I'm here, who I'm staying with. But, you know, leading up to this, it really was a decision that I needed to make out of fear of stagnation. And I think that's the best way to put it. Because oftentimes when you're in an environment that is too comfortable, even if it is a good environment and, you know, it's comfortable and you're happy, things tend to die down. You know, if you had momentum building up, which I did when I was in, you know, Dubai for a year, it's easy to forget the same drive and, you know, ambition that you had when you were out of your comfort zone every single day. And that's what I wanted again, right? I spent enough time in Vancouver. I was getting to the end of my rope, I guess. I was not really feeling motivated by the people around me. And again, I'm not blaming my external circumstances. I just knew that I thrive when I'm in situations that are uncomfortable. And when you're in football, that oftentimes means, you know, leaving your city and pursuing opportunities overseas or, you know, in different circumstances. And in my life, that's manifested in, you know, my very first was in Uruguay. I was playing with Peñarol. I was a training player there, and that was when I was 17. That was my first taste of football overseas. It was in South America. And, you know, my second situation overseas was in Portugal. And that was a very rash decision with a lot of risk involved. And I wasn't entirely sure what I was getting myself into. But again, I had faith in myself, and it all worked out. And honestly, it was a very pivotal moment in my life looking back. That was about 2.5 years ago now. And it sort of led to everything that I'm doing now, right? And whether it be in real life or on social media or anything, really. Like, that was an extremely pivotal moment, but it took me taking a risk. And I believe that if you're young, you know, actually, regardless of your age, I believe that as a human being, you should take on as much risk as possible. You should push the boundaries of what you're capable of, you know, the ceilings with which you didn't realize were possible to be broken. Should be, you know, they should be broken. You're the crown of creation. You've been given this gift of a human body and a mind, and why not use it to its fullest potential, right? You know, we're all gonna die, and like I said before, you're only in this life once. Why not give it everything? I really just don't understand people who are happy with just like comfort, and nothing against comfort, but I just think life's so much more exciting and so much better when you're doing things that scare you. And I wasn't always like this. When I was younger, I was so resistant to change. I just wouldn't do anything if it wasn't a plan. I needed to know the schedule of everything. And if something changed, or, you know, something happened that wasn't on schedule or whatever, like, I freaked out. I couldn't handle things that changed. And now look at me, right? I thrive and I enjoy and I cherish moments where things seem to be going wrong. And with that being said, you know, I came to Seattle and now I'm taking another risk. I think I'm definitely going to be in Europe this summer. The question is where? I'm not sure. Well, that's a lie. I actually am sure, but I'm just not going to say it yet. And I really want to continue to push the boundaries. And I think that last year was a great year. I learned a lot, and I really want to take those lessons that I learned and apply them to what I'm going to do in this year. And I really want to inspire others to do the same. And I really want the community that we sort of cultivate and create here on social media to be one that encourages excellence. You know, I just see the potential in myself, and I know I'm a human being, and I see the potential in other people, and I know they're human beings, and I see the potential in everyone. And I want everyone to succeed and to be happy. And I think that social media is an amazing tool, and I've tried to use it in the best way that I feel like I can, by putting out content and creating an environment that encourages this sort of thinking and these goals. And I know that I can come across as radical in some aspects, and, you know, especially when it comes to food. But I think that in order to have this ambition, to have this constant source of motivation, you know, which doesn't seem normal, especially when you look around, and I'll just say based off personal experience, entering into the United States, I've yet to see anyone that looks like vibrant. I've yet to see anyone that looks glowing, that looks healthy. Sorry, that's not looks glowing, but that is glowing, that looks healthy, right? And I take a deeper look and I look at the environment, right? What does the United States provide for its people? Well, it provides a healthcare system that, you know, keeps people in this cycle of disease for as long as possible so that they are a returning customer. And I feel like it'd be delusional to deny that fact. That is, you know, very evident in terms of how, you know, health is viewed in the West, because that's all I'm going to speak for, because that's all I know is Western culture and Western society. And then also you take a look at the food that's available to people, and it's the most heavily processed garbage that I've ever seen in my life. It's very different than Canada. Canada, we have this, but this is a whole different level. Every single restaurant, every single, you know, place to eat, every single convenience is detrimental to the mental, physical, and spiritual well-being of, you know, the inhabitants of this country. And it's kind of sad, because I feel like the United States and North America, really, worst enemy is itself. And for what reason, I'm not sure. It seems like it's, you know, evil in nature. Like, it seems like it doesn't have human beings' best interest in mind. If anything, has the complete opposite. And, you know, I would deem that as being evil if good exists and good and evil exists, you know. But again, I can't say for sure. I'm not going to dive into the conspiracy aspects of it. These are just facts. And I feel like it's so difficult, again, like I said, to have the motivation, to have the inspiration to chase after your goals and your dreams and be the best person that you can be, to strive for ascension, strive for excellence in every single waking moment. Obviously, it doesn't have to be that intense. But once you start riding that momentum, once you start creating the momentum, it's very difficult to fall off. It is very difficult to fall off. It is, yeah, you sort of ride this high. You sort of become, you know, enamored and encapsulated by your potential once you started getting a taste of it. And, you know, it's very difficult to get to that place when you're constantly densifying yourself. I don't think that's a word, but when you're constantly numbing yourself with these pleasures, with these cheap pleasures, right? These little bursts of dopamine that are unfulfilling and aren't actually, you know, satiating in a holistic sense. And it's just sad to see because, you know, again, like I said, these are human beings that are sort of killing themselves and being killed slowly, right? Through habits that are their own choice, because ultimately it is always a choice. And it is always through education and self-awareness that we can learn to make better choices. Again, this is why I say social media is the best tool, because never before in history have you had this sort of access to information and this opportunity to level up as a collective. And this is, again, why I'm on social media and why I create content. And, you know, why I do what I do and I share the things that I share. And I'm really so blessed to be able to say that I've created a community, and I'm, you know, excited to see where this all goes. I think that'll do it for this episode. My phone's about to die. I'm recording this in my friend's car. I should go to sleep. For those of you that are new, it used to be called The Night Audit. Before that, it was Live Life Complex. So we've always kind of had this theme of self-reflection and meditation and self-growth and self-improvement here on this podcast. And oftentimes it comes in conversation with other people that have similar views and values, and also in conversation with myself and, you know, reflecting on the lessons I've learned in the past day and weeks and the situations that I've been put in and what I've taken away from them. And, you know, hopefully that some of it resonates with you and applies to your own life. And you know, I know a lot of the times I can feel lonely in my life, in terms of I feel like there's not a lot of people around me who I connect with on this deeper level. And I also hope that these episodes serve as that, because if you're just listening to this and, you know, you're on this journey of self-improvement, of ascension, you're in pursuit of ascension beyond this material plane of illusion, and there's no one else who kind of sees the same things that you see, I hope that I resonate enough with you that you feel like you have a friend in me. And I also want you to know that if you do want to interact with me, feel free to DM me on Twitter, on Instagram, send me an email. I do my best to get back to everyone. And if you have questions that you want me to touch on, or if you have conversation topics that you want me to touch on in the next episode, if you're listening on Spotify, there should be an option for, you know, sending in a question. And then also on Instagram, just DM me. But in the description, there's instructions for all of this. I just want to say thank you so much for listening, taking the time to hear my thoughts. And, you know, I appreciate you guys very, very much.